What is better than to sit together in silence in the forest, allowing your mind to be quiet, resting into the moment? Where does that happen? Why is it so difficult for us to change? Because we are a slave of the habits. And even for those who want to change, you are under the influence of all the people around you, of society, of neighbors, of friends, of family. But here is easy, because it is the very climate just to rest in yourself. There's nothing to do. Just stopping, resting, being. Beloved Babaji, I have to write to you now as I'm feeling what to say before I risk my mind making a nuisance of itself. Satsang today was so warm and so loving. To sit close to you, this I long for so much. Like my whole being just wants to melt in your presence. Yeah, that's what I said. Here is easy. The challenge is to take care of that and accepting that this space is in you. I'm just triggering it. You said that it's not so easy for you when you show us the ocean and the clear direction to it, and yet we wander off in the desert, in the wasteland. I'm very guilty of that. I'm sorry. Sorry will not help anybody. What helps is awareness. Sorry can just be a poop out. That is for unconscious people. Every time they do something, then they are sorry. But then you do it again and again and again. The only thing, only way to get out is to become aware. So you don't do it in the first place. Just after I got here the first time, you told me exactly what to do. And I didn't understand the importance of it. This is the gap between someone of awareness and someone who is sleepy. You don't understand the importance of it. It takes time. That's why the mystics, the masters, has to go on reminding you again and again and again. So maybe one day it will click. It will be there. I was so influenced by others. Yes, you are also influenced by others. And that's why you don't manage to break free. That is the first thing. To start listening and feeling yourself. Not being influenced and let other people running your life and your thoughts and your behavior. But that's how it becomes. You are afraid to stick out. You are afraid to be yourself. It's much more safe to be like everybody else. All the sleepy ones. Not to stick out. Have the courage to be a black sheep. If you're not a lion, at least be a black sheep. And be proud of it. Everybody is so influenced and so afraid of others and what their opinion is and what they're going to say. See the stupidity of it. You are unconscious, then you are a slave of other people who are unconscious. They don't know themselves. Leave everybody alone. Focus on yourself. Don't interfere in anybody's life. Then you regain your own energy. Be courageous enough to find out who you are. I didn't understand the importance of it. I was so influenced by others and not strong enough in spirit to follow what I had felt. That resulted into a big detour of the path. And you told me it would take many years before I would be back into that crossroad where that led to the sea. And of course you were right. Now I'm wondering if I might be getting close to the crossway again. You are always close to the crossway. It's just that you haven't made up your mind. You are still wavering. This crossroad is not in the future, it's now. But you are so wishy-washy, you never found that determination in yourself, that enough is enough. And that's why you have to go in circles. Maybe in the future. Let me be a little more stupid. Then maybe one day I will decide. Not now. Then you put it on hold. This is how it goes till one day maybe you are so fed up. You see the stupidity of it. That you've been just wasting time, that you start reclaiming yourself. Not long ago, you came into one of my dreams. You were pulling me out of a crowd, like you have done before. But this time, you sat down with me and we had the most beautiful conversation in complete silence. Thank you. Yes, that's the language I want to teach you. The language of silence. Up till now, you only know chattering of your mind, blabbering of your mind. So it's good. And maybe only in the dreams I can reach you, because then you are not there. You're more open. So this is also a sign that there's a longing. It is a longing in you for that silence. But don't let it be a dream. Let it become a reality. You were pulling me out of the crowd like you have done before. Yes, that's what I'm going on doing. But how long should I have to go on? Why can't you yourself go out of the stupid crowd? Because you don't know who you are, so it's more safe in the crowd. You have to reclaim your own self, your own heart, your own spirit. Don't be such a beggar. I am at last feeling happy, and I manage to accept that my situation is what it is. I'm still longing to be here and in Mevlana Garden in Brazil for longer retreats, but I accept that I am here now. Yeah, it's no point to fight with your situation. But because you are so identified with your mind, it's not clear. Everybody has their responsibility in life. So if you see clearly, it's no problem. You see what you have to do. Then you accept what you have to do. But there's so many things that you do that is not needed to do. That is just out of a habit. That is the problem. That's what I'm talking about. You should do your responsibility. Of course. But you cannot even see what is your responsibility before you become responsible for your own self. Then everything becomes clear. Then you don't do these things that you don't need to do. You're just wasting your time. That is expectations from others, from society, from habit, from being uncertain, from not listening to yourself. And if you drop that which is unnecessary in your life, you will have so much more time for that which is real. That is the first thing you have to do. Get out of your unconscious habit. Allow yourself to take care of yourself. Then, of course, you accept your, when you accept your situation, you become happy. What makes you uneasy and unhappy is that you have a conflict inside. And conflict because any conflict comes from your struggle with your own mind. It's not clear. You haven't accepted your life as it is, or you as you are. Then you want something else to happen or not happen. Then it's conflict. Things are like they are. So there's only two ways, and it should be very, very simple. Either you fight against reality, then it becomes tensions and worries, or you accept reality. Then everything relaxes. Should be very easy. Thank you, beloved, for giving us the opportunity to come to these satsang weekends. I have a question though, how do I manage to integrate that feeling of freedom that I get here and in the mountains in my everyday life? I try to meditate, but my mind comes in too far quickly, and there is always distractions and things that must be done. No, there is not always things to must be done. It's only the mind that says that things has to be done. Everybody has time. If you really are truthful to yourself, see how much time you have and how many unnecessary things you do in 24 hours. So if you really want, you can. Maybe it's difficult for you to meditate. But who have said that you should sit? For some people it's easy to sit, for some people it's difficult to sit. If you're not ready to sit, then dance then. Or go for a walk in the mountains, what is better? Let that be your meditation. What is better meditation than to walk in the mountains? And the beauty of nature and the mountains, the more you walk in the mountains, the more quiet you will become. Because there is not much mental pollution there. These vibrations and this energy, mental energy that is in the city, is not there. In the city is very dangerous, but you are not aware of it. People are just becoming aware of the pollution, the air pollution, the water pollution, the noise pollution. We haven't come yet to that stage that you understand all the energy, the mental vibrations, the pollution. If you are sensitive, you will feel it. Then it's not possible to stay. So if you are in nature, slowly, slowly you will be influenced by nature. Just like if you are in the middle of Manhattan in New York, you will slowly, slowly be influenced. One day you also will run, even if you were very relaxed when you came. And then you wonder, what the fuck am I running for? Because everybody is running. One time I was living sometime in New York and sometimes in India, and then I came back and I found myself in Manhattan and I saw this so clear. My God, what is the hurry, guys? 10,000s of guys in a hurry. Where are you running? What is this stress for? It was so amazing to see this show. I just had to sit down and have a good cup of coffee. And a bagel, of course. Which, for some mysterious reason, I don't get anymore. And watch people. And it was such a show. And nobody presence. If you have some kind of, maybe very, very seldom you are in a meditative, quiet space, but then you can do, it's so much fun to start just watching people. And you will be amazed because that person that is conscious, which is very hard to find normally in the street, he sticks out or she sticks out. Normally everybody is just like zombies running, thinking they do many important things, just like you do. All your busyness, that you don't have time. You don't have time to stop, you don't have time to meditate. You don't have time to enjoy and just dance or take a good bath. No, it's always something. This is just your mind. There's so many places in the world where you have to. Your day, people's day, is totally full. Maybe you have to walk 10 kilometers just to get water for your family. then is not much time to sit down and meditate. You're cooking food over a fire. It takes hours. The whole day goes just to things like this. But in this country here, my God, you don't know how good you have it. And still people complain. You have no idea about hardship. So let mountains and nature be your meditation. Don't try to meditate. You cannot let meditation come, just like the wind. And when it comes, this feeling of silence, of peace, of relaxation, then you have to embrace it. When I'm in nature, I manage to feel free, more total, more in silence and in truth, more joyful and grateful. And I feel so connected to you. Yeah, because I am nature. There is no separation between silence and silence, love and love, space and space. It's all one. All separation is human made. When I'm close to you, I feel all the crap has just melted away, blown off me. And I feel so pure, so loved. Maybe it's my ego needing that from you to be seen by you. Yes, you have this kind of beggar in you. Don't be a beggar anymore. Rise. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a sock for anybody or anything. You are too precious in yourself. Start enjoying yourself. Don't think you can get it from somebody. Be quiet. That's the best. If you are open to me, just be quiet. Enjoy it. This is the ego also. It's the old mind. You want something more. But there is also something deeper, something that comes from my heart and soul. This begging for the opportunity to come home. And where is home? Where do you find home? Is it there at the end of the rainbow? Where is home? Is inside. So, isn't it amazing we're longing for home? And you have forgotten that it's just inside you. What can be closer? But we're so out of touch that you need to come here before you realize it. That's all what I'm doing. Giving you a taste of that which is already there. But you need a certain understanding and maturity to take care of it. Otherwise, the mind, the habit of the mind is always so many other things. So many other things that is so important in your life that takes you away. You have to be steady. But that steadiness cannot come if that understanding, that maturity is not there. Then still you have to go on looking, seeking, exploring this and that. Somewhere else. Sooner or later you have to come back to yourself. If that is understood, seeking is finished, the journey is in, is not out. Then if you are so lucky to find a kind of climate that helps you to go in, and just be yourself, then be very happy now. I'm sorry for all the dramas I have taken with me and burdened you with, and slowing down my own process. Don't worry, you have worried more than enough, my God. Please don't come here and worry. You are so professional, worry. Mrs. Worry, with your worried faces. Please don't show me your worry face. Show me your happy face. Even if it takes a little effort. Huh? Make. It's allowed. I say, just relax. Be in a let-go space. But please, in the beginning, a little effort is good. Maybe it's good to change a hangdog face. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Be happy. That's a little strange. I can go. Try. And some people, I say that, make it a meditation. Just, smile to yourself in the morning, you know, when you brush your teeth. Give a little smile. Even though in the beginning you will be totally at a shock. Is that me? My God? I thought the mouth was always like the worry. You have to make an effort. If you are stuck, make an effort, for God's sake. When you are free, there is no effort. So this is also the problem from the awakened ones to communicate with you. Because they can say these kind of crazy things that easy is right. Which it is when you are free. But it's not if you are not free. If you are stuck, then make effort to become free. Everything has its own timing. But don't be sorry. If it's something you know, it is to be sorry and to worry. You should put your whole attention is to get out of your mud. And if you see and realize that you've been just slowing down your own progress, then how much intelligence does it take to stop then? Stop slowing down your own process. If you don't understand, then of course, you go on. It's all up to you. But in the big picture, please don't worry. Because it doesn't really matter that much. If you arrive today, or if you arrive in the next life, just relax. It's more important that you smile in the meantime. For me, at least, it's much more important than I don't need to look at your hangdog face. All the great masters have had different ways to talk about this. Like Ramana Maharshi, he said that most people, they are more like damp wood. It takes time to dry them. You cannot make fire with damp wood. You have to make it dry. Or if you make fire, then it starts smoking. Sometimes dry wood comes. Then the master is very happy because wood is made for making fire, no? Just like you are made to be ignited, to be alive. we will be dead soon enough. Wake up. But sometimes very, very wet wood comes. It's hardly nothing. You can have to just put it there in the corner and wait till slowly, slowly it dries out. It might take years. What to do? It's the fact of existence, of reality. And once, very, 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 very seldom, it comes somebody who's just like gunpowder, Ramana said. Very, you can count them, one among thousands of seekers that ignites. They just get it. My God. Your whole heart and soul have been waiting for it. You just click. There's no mind in the way. And even that, just one meeting can transform your life. Because no, you know, my God, that is very, very seldom. I have my own way to say it. I talk about coconuts. Coconut is very, very hard, dense, a bit hollow. Tuk, 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 tuk. So what can you do then? You can, I try to talk to you, like coconut, doesn't work. I try to kiss the coconut, no feeling, no emotions, no nothing. What to do? Coconut is a coconut, it's a fact. But it's a possibility. Something can happen. Because life is mysterious, that coconut can transform into a green, unripe mango. Hmm? I love mangoes, that's why I have come up with this. I like to deal with what I like. Coconuts also I love. Then the green mango is very hard. It's, if you eat it, but it's still like, but it is a potential that maybe, maybe in the future someday it becomes sweet. But who knows? You don't know. It has to be cared for. And that when you're a green mango, then you start, yeah, maybe something can happen. Start opening up a little bit. The potential is there. It depends. It's very easy to go back to the coconut stage. Then no sweetness. If it's a little ready, then slowly, slowly the maturity will happen, ripeness will happen. Then one fine day, it's soft. Mango is soft. Transformation. Soft, sweet mango. Then the fourth stage, just the nectar. Pah! How is that possible? From that sour thing that is so sweet, just the nectar, the juice. Then it's nice. But to understand that, you have to become it. You are my safe harbor and I am seeking home again. Then come back to yourself then. Get to know yourself. Be with yourself. Go in. Will you please be my lighthouse? What do you think I am? The lighthouse is there to see, to show the way, so you can go where it's safe to go. But what has it to do with the lighthouse if you turn your back to the lighthouse and go into the darkness? The lighthouse has nothing to do with you. It's up to you. The lighthouse is there for everyone. What kind of question is that? Can you be my lighthouse? Ask any lighthouse, can you be my lighthouse? It's just a sign that you are not responsible for yourself. Lighthouse is there, just like the sun. The sun is there. But do you enjoy it, or are you hiding in the shadows? Wake up. Don't worry, that's the main thing. Forget everything. Forget even lighthouse. Just don't worry and practice smiling. Even if you feel you are slowing down your own process, that is okay. It's all different. Coconuts are nice also. Rabbit runs very fast. I've seen, because I have a big, where I live, in this mysterious valley, I have some big hares. They are not rabbits, they are hares, very big. Pah, like that. And where there is these hares, there is also fox. So sometimes I see the rabbit, vroom. Then I know pretty afterwards the fox comes, because he runs after the rabbit. So the rabbit goes very quick, long legs. The fox has no chance, because that rabbit is focused. It's life and death. That's how you should be. Get out of there. Get out of your own mind. Woof! Then no tricky fox can get you. The tricky fox, that's the mind. He wants to slow you down. No, little rabbit, I'm not doing anything wrong. And before you know it, you are stuck again. And then sometimes the snail is there, especially after the rain, the snail. There is no hurry there. There's no hurry for the snail. Very meditative. And if it's difficult for you to meditate, you can study the snail. Even better than Tai Chi, it's very slow, or Vipassana. Just study the snail. If you're very lazy, just look at the snail, and you will feel so relaxed. But don't be the snail, because you are human. But some people, they are like snail, they're very, very slow. And then you have the ultimate, the snail who's stuck in peanut butter. Then it goes very slow, very, very slow. But for that snail mind, you might think everything is fine. You need somebody to remind you that, hey, maybe you can go a little bit faster. Not that I want to disturb anybody, but maybe one day you get down from the peanut butter and then waff! My God, don't worry. And you are in Norway, there's nothing much to worry about, except being a slave to all the other sheep. In Brazil, it's much worse. Sana had a very bad cold. She had to go to the doctor because he had the follow-up. And then the doctor asked, have you been sleeping with an open window like I told you? Yes, yes, said Sana, just like you said, doctor. And now how is the cold? The bronchitis is gone? Not yet, she said. So far, the only things gone are my laptop and my cell phone. That's Brazil. But here, you can just relax. It's very safe, no worry. Don't be hard on yourself. No, the pony, I have to keep an eye. The good thing here is there's no line in the toilets.
Broken hearts, broken wings, bring it all, everything. Bring the song you fear to sing, all is welcome here. And even if you broke your vow 1,000 times, come anyhow, step into the power of now, all is welcome here. Welcome. Drum, they know they're welcome here. I see the shaman, the mighty priest. I see the beauty and the beast singing, I have been released and I am welcome here. I am welcome. Drunk on love to hesitate. To the winds I cast my fate and the remnants of my fear. I took a deep breath and I leapt and I awoke as if I'd never slept. Tears of gratitude I wept. I was welcome. Busy lives, your careers, bring the pain you carried for years, all is welcome here. Freedom is not so far away, it's just one price we all have to pay. Live our dreams till they fade away, and let them go. Live our dreams. To the power of love.
smells good. Dear Master, thank you for your presence and the opportunity to be here. I have had many experiences of home. I experience a pickup in meditation or randomly frequently. Up until now, I experience also a fall afterwards, and I end up with a linearity where everything seems to operate completely different. I'm not able or allowed to stay home yet, and I'm less and less able to handle the falling and linearity. Could you please help me with this? At this point, all attempts to dedicate myself to one path or set up disciplined meditation routines collapsed into surrenderedness and simple let go over and over again. I am on my knees in love and trust, Isaiah. On the journey, the more and more you come close, more and more you get the glimpse of home, of being silent or at peace in different states of your being, experiences. But the difficulty to stay there is that when this happens, if you have an insight, or if you are home, what I call home, or like a satori, or an awakening experience, then there is no you. There is no you there then, as an ego, as something separate. And then you come back, because in a way that is much safe. You don't know how to function as a nobody. So before a certain place, which nobody knows, because when it happens, it's a divine interference, or this grace, then your body-mind system is ready to handle that. Otherwise, it's very, very powerful. It can kill you. Because you are used to being very dense, very identified, and suddenly you are gone. You are just spaciousness, just awareness. Before, you were just thoughts. So, in all the traditions of the world, it's known that you have to have many experiences on the way. It's like a preparation. you're preparing the system as such. But if a real awakening experience have happened, that you had a glimpse, that will already transform your life, because now you know, it's something in you that knows. But remember, whenever you are home, there is no you. There is only home. And then when you go out of that into your so-called normal state, then is you. But no home. Because you is separate. That is what you call the ego. So that's why it's impossible to stay there before something happened that you are ready to live as a nobody, as just consciousness. I'm not able, you say. You cannot be able, because it is not in your hands. Just be more and more ordinary and relaxed. You say that at this point, all attempts to dedicate myself to one part or set up a disciplined meditation or routines collapsed into surrenderedness and simply let go over and over again. Yes, so take notice of that. That don't try. There is no point for any discipline or any looking for any path if you have realized that, because it all comes down to surrendering and let go. And if you understand that, then nothing can be easier. In Tibetan Buddhists, they talk about guru yoga. They came very far in the science of the inner, of yoga, of meditation, of the master, of disciplehood, of surrender. And they say guru yoga is the highest and also the most simplest, but it's the most difficult for the ego. And what is surrendering? You give yourself over to someone. So, if you really surrender, then there is no more you. It's only that. You cannot do that. It's happening. And it's happening that happens out of your own inner understanding or maturity or love. Because love is bigger than you, bigger than the ego. Most people are not in touch with love, so they never feel that devotion, that surrender that can become ignited through the heart, because the heart is not ignited yet. That's the mystery of a disciple. So surrender is, I feel, a very easy, very natural way, and that's what the mystics have always said. All the mystics says that, be that Jesus or Krishna or Osho or anybody, Buddha, surrender to me and I will take care. But the ego is afraid, and you cannot even do surrender. If you surrender totally, then you are gone. No more problem. Thy will be done. If you surrender just a little bit, then, of course, little help. But surrender should be total, no? And in that surrender, which in the way of the ego sees seems like failure, defeat. But of the spirit, it is victory. Because you can never surrender that which is real. It's impossible. You can only surrender that which is false. But people only know the false, so they are afraid. They only know the ego, the personality. But for a mature meditator, a disciple, if you come to that, then it's a very natural way. The master doesn't gain anything. What is he? He doesn't care. It's just an excuse for you to surrender, for you to disappear. That is surrender. At this point, all attempts to dedicate myself to one part, what one part or two part? There is only one part. All separation belongs to the mind. You have to let go of all spiritual ideas. You have to become totally empty, natural, silent. There is not this or that, it is only isness. So people who are looking there and have, they are still lost. They haven't found, they haven't experienced that space of beyondness. As soon as you have a true experience, you know, something in you know. Then all parts disappear. And the key is surrendering. At this point, all attempts to dedicate myself to one part or set up disciplined meditation routines collapsed into surrenderness. Surrender, if you surrender, then it's enough. Because all you need is in the surrendering itself. Nothing is more fulfilling. For a true devotee, you enjoy to serve the beloved. You serve love. That means you totally listen to your own heart, what the heart, what your soul wants. And it's very difficult to surrender to just, and you can surrender to anything. But it's very difficult if you don't have a form there. That's where the guru, the master, comes in the picture, because you have somebody to surrender to that can open that, that first have touched, ignited your heart. And out of that ignition, igniting of your heart, and what comes out of your own understanding and the blossoming of your consciousness, of course you just want to serve. That is devotion, that is surrender. Then it's not for you, you are out of the way, you just want to be a vehicle for that. Nothing can repay the master. You will always be grateful, whatever you can do. And it becomes more and more inner, more and more silence, more and more beautiful. So this is the two parts. One is to surrender, which is the easiest and special, the feminine way. When I see for the heart, the way of the heart. And most women have a deeper connection with their intuition, with the heart, than the man. That doesn't mean that it's some man that has it also. And they, of course, intermingle. It's not clear cut. And the other path is that of will, the yogi. Then you drop surrender, you just work on it yourself. You try to find out yourself. But then you need tremendous discipline. Your willpower. And the ego doesn't have any willpower. because the ego is false in the first place. The ego is always confused. And that's why then you can just look for that part or this part, or this master or that master. Something, always seeking, because you're always split. The mind, the ego is always split. So you don't, and that is the worst. If you neither is on the path of surrender, and also you don't have any willpower, but you think you can do it yourself, then you don't have this and you don't have that. You're just in the middle. Stagnant. So either focus on love, on surrender. And that is all the discipline, all the techniques you need, because it comes out of your own heart. Or use your will, but then you have to meditate, you have to be strong, you have to find out in yourself. Don't listen to anybody. It's very hard. And it leans to one day or the other, you have to surrender anyway. This is how it is. Everything collapsed into surrenderedness. Yes, it has to. Because who are you? You are just a false identity. So if you really have an inside, that inside happened, then you are not there. Only the inside, the clarity is there. Then you come back, then there's confusion. That is the fear also. Just yesterday, I read from Hafiz, he had been 40 years with his master. It's like dying, he said. Die before you die, said Muhammad. It's not easy, no? Because everything has to go. And that, without trust, without intimacy, without love, is almost impossible, because you disappear. You have to trust something. That's where the master is most important, the first step and the last step. Otherwise you will come back because of fear of the unknown, to be nobody. I am on my knees. No, don't be on your knees, don't be on your legs, be flat. On your face, on your stomach, that's the next step. Let go of everything and you will see how good it feels. First, you are very arrogant like that, ta 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 ta. No good, then you sit down. Then on your knees, very good, you have felt something. No, help yourself, be flat on your face. Kadush. And when you are totally helpless, then only help can come. Otherwise, everybody wants to find out by themselves. And you go in just in circles, arrogant. Be flat on your face. And be happy. The Tibetans have beautiful prayer. They are like, they are laying down in prostration, pranam. Then they take one step and then down. Then one step and then down. And they can go on for months. This is what it is. They are totally, that is shattering for the ego. No ego wants to bow down. So they do this, any thing that is lingering, that they're showing to themselves and the whole world, that this is how I want to live. Surrender. Flat. That is totally forgotten in the West. It's never been here. The whole country is like that. A longing for the divine, a longing to bow down, to surrender. How beautiful. Let go of all ideas and just be simple, ordinary, natural. And whenever you feel that divine touch, that silence, that gratitude, that love, bow down. Bow down to existence itself. I remind you just to become natural again. Reclaiming your own heart, the wisdom of your own heart. That your own heart will tell you everything if you listen, if you get in tune with it. Drop all arrogance, mind, separation. Your heart knows already. And the heart loves to bow down. It loves love itself. It loves to be silenced. It loves to be gentle. It loves to be friendly. It loves to be peaceful. But no society, no country is teaching this. You only have an education of the head. So you have to come back. You have to train yourself. You have to listen. You have to become quiet, meditative, sensitive. Letting go of your arrogant ways, your hard ways. Bring more sensitivity into your life, into yourself. The simplicity. And more will come. The more you are ready, the more you open, the more will come. Then you feel that even the birds is singing for you, because you are in tune. You are not busy in your mind, in your thoughts. You are present with yourself, with existence, with nature, with the birds, with the animals, with each other. Then you sense, feel, see everything as it is, with no mind, no thoughts that is corrupting your vision, your hearing, your seeing, your sensing. That can only happen when you're functioning from your true self, undisturbed by the mind, undisturbed by any conditioning. That's the greatest gift, the greatest miracle. Beloved Master Soul, here I am back again. After the Mystic Growth Retreat, I got little by little the opportunity to get some relief concerning my burdens and needs. I have changed a little. I'm getting older, of course, but that is relative. The most important change I would like to report to you with my best and warmest loving greetings from my heart is that I can see a little more myself directly and not through the eyes of others. So the focus is to look at myself and look directly, not through the images of what I think I am. That in the long run is impossible, because I am nothing but matter manifested in the world with a pattern. Navina, this is already a great insight, because if you are not the one you think you are, which you are not, then who are you? Then all possibility opens then. The mystery opens. This is only the first thing to understand, that you are not the one you think you are. You are not the past. Then you can let go of all the other things and influences and what other people say or think or do. I can see a little more myself directly and not by the eyes of others. No, why should you, Navina? You have your own eyes. Trust them. That's what I want to do, to clean your vision so you can see clearly. When you see, you see. You don't need to think. You see how things are. Trust your own vision, your own seeing. I feel grateful, I feel happy, I feel strong. Even if I see I am not so strong as the strong people in their bodies. That doesn't matter at all. It's much better to be strong in spirit than to have a strong body and weak spirit. And that's what people have nowadays. They are focusing only on the body. And the body, all bodies, has to go. And they become arrogant because of the body. Their strength, their beauties. What matters is a strong spirit, a strong heart. It doesn't matter about the body. You should take care, but don't be transfixed on it. I know many people get totally transfixed. It's the new fad. It's always been like that. No strong body, no exercise, no yoga posture can help you. It doesn't give you consciousness. It's just for the physical. There's only one position that is important, and that is to be steady in your own self. Only one posture, and that every yogi forgets. So if that is clear, you have a steady posture in yourself, then play with whatever. But is that strong in spirit? That is what is important. But I have a strength that is soft, that is persistent, and wants just to create what is good for myself and the environment I live in. When you live a harmonious life and do what is good for you in a true way, then automatically you will be a light for the environment. Of course. That's why people shouldn't think what others do. You should transform yourself. Then you will be a light for others. You can share that with others. You will be able to remind others that is something more. I'm getting freer now. My daughter is 18 and doing very well on all levels. Good. And when the children growing up, then you get even more freedom. You can have more fun also. Inside and outside. It's your time. I love you and your Sangha. All the best, Navina. I love you too. P.S. Thank you for taking me in your place with all my limitations, feelings, dark and bright sides. Yes. I take the whole packet, don't worry. I will sort it out no matter. Just allow me, just look. No problem. Look how good it went, no? No problem. And thanks to the Sangha who are arranging these satsangs like this retreat, it is very, very important to open up and let people know about you. Thank you all, thank you. What is your name?
Swain.
Anything you like to say?
Just want to be here.
You're welcome. You enjoy the silence, the meditation, and nature. You came at the right time now. You enjoy it now. You have a new family. Even though, you know, all these people, sometimes they have to dance and scream and shout and do all these new meditations. Maybe it was new for you, you know. I feel you were more used to quiet meditation, you know? Silence, sitting. But that is the dilemma here, because I have all kinds of people. Many people, they are very young and restless. Some people are tense. They think they cannot dance and all these kind of ideas. So you have to loosen them up. So have fun with it. You will enjoy also. I know you are open. If you are open, that's the main thing. But we will also have silent meditations. Longer silence. And this is the best place for that. I like silence a lot. Sadhu. What? What? Diraj.